The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive Online through our mobile app or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my beautiful people. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Broadcasting live, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, from our beautiful studios in Memphis, Tennessee. I have been waiting to utter those words for 10 days now, and it is so good to be back in Memphis with our great team here in Tennessee. That being said, I'm very thankful for our friends at WABC. They rolled out the red carpet for us, but folks, can we get real for a moment? Yeah, no biscuits, no sweet tea up there. It's really a godforsaken place. It really is. So it's good to be back home, and thank you all for the kind words. And we had some crazy technical snafus and hiccups over the few days we were up there, but it is good to be back. Now, I want to warn you about a couple of things. Memphis, Tennessee got slammed with a severe storm yesterday, last night. It lasted like, 15 minutes? And in those 15 minutes, over 100,000 customers are without power. I mean, it looks like a war zone out there, like a hurricane came through. So anyway, fortunately, we have power here. But if it gets disrupted, just bear with us. But I think we're going to be okay. So anyway, after a week in New York City, I was anchoring at Newsmax. Had a great time. You folks were wonderful. The ratings were great for the TV shows, from what I've been told. Then Friday after the show, hopped on the Acela Express, the train to Washington, and got off at the beautiful train station there that has been turned into a homeless encampment, by the way, and made it over to the Washington Hilton to speak at the Faith and Freedom Coalition gathering. The president was there, President Trump, and brought down the house. And I will say this. That was the best speech I have heard the president deliver. And I'll tell you more about that and one of the reasons why I believe it was so great coming up in just a little while. But I had a chance to address the messengers there, and we'll play you some of what I had to say a little bit later on in the program. But I want to start today with what happened over the weekend with this debauchery that was out there. On full display across America. Now, I told the folks at the Faith and Freedom Coalition gathering, the Road to the Majority Conference, that this transgender movement, this sex and gender revolution, was the defining culture war issue of our generation. And I truly believe that. Ladies and gentlemen, what we are watching is a direct assault on the American family. Now, we're going to play some audio, and you're going to hear some things. I'm going to do my best to describe to you some of the things that transpired over the weekend. But I'm telling you, it was just filth and debauchery. And if Almighty God doesn't respond in some fashion, he may owe the good people of Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. Because what happened on the streets of our cities over the weekend was perverted, it was deviant, it was debauchery. It should have been a crime. We will start in Seattle, where grown men, many of them overweight, where they mounted bicycles, and they rode through the streets of Seattle during the Gay Pride Parade, buck naked. And I mean, there were images, there was video that I cannot unsee. It was absolutely horrifying. They didn't have a stitch of clothes on. And I got to tell you something, if you're going to ride a bicycle buck naked, you got to watch out for the spokes. I mean, that can be a very painful situation there. Not to mention those banana-shaped seats they've got there. Very unpleasant, very uncomfortable. But some of the video, it was just, I cannot describe some of the things that were happening. But let me just say, some of these guys were very large, and their buttocks consumed the seats. I'll just leave it there. But it was ugly. So by the way, I share this on our YouTube channel, right? So I share this video, and this is happening in broad daylight in front of God and country and little children. These grown men were exposing themselves to these children. I shared this video on YouTube, and I get an immediate message back from YouTube saying, your channel is hereby terminated. So they have literally deleted my entire YouTube channel with thousands of followers, hundreds of videos. They said that video violated their community standards. Well, you know what? It should have. And it should have violated everybody's community standards. But that's what was happening in the streets of Seattle, Washington. Then in Minneapolis, there was another fat man. I don't know what is it with these fat gay people going out there and thinking everybody wants to see their hairy backs. Nobody wants to see that. Sir, here is a Lady Bic razor. Here's some shaving cream. Go take care of that and put a shirt on, for goodness sakes. Shame on you, sir. He's out there and he's wearing these tidy whities, which they weren't even tidy. They were white, but they were loose, and he was twerking. This grown man was twerking in front of children. Why is this not a crime? It reminded me of what happened at the White House just a couple of weeks ago, where you've got all these people running around buck naked. And this is what happens, by the way. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you take God out of your culture. You get perversion and chaos. Then in New York City, oh, this is horrible. New York City, you got a bunch of lesbians. And again, I don't know what it is with fat lesbians, but why are they've got all these topless fat lesbians cavorting about in the beautiful fountain in Washington Square Park, which, by the way, is a huge tourist destination. And again, you have all of these children there, but why are these people disrobing and exposing themselves to these children? By the way, and there must have been 100 of them, big old lesbians, and they were topless, and they were dancing and cavorting about and doing unmentionable, ungodly things in this fountain. Now, I've been to Washington Square when the lesbians aren't there, and it's a beautiful place. And that fountain, crystal clean, pristine water. Well, if you look at the video, it looks like murky. It looks like swamp water. How about taking a bath? How about taking a shower? You say it's a pride march. Take some pride in your hygiene, for crying out loud. Then while all that was going on, you've got these transgender activists, and they were literally marching through the streets of New York City. And I'm going to tell you what they're chanting, so you'll be able to hear. It's a little difficult to hear. They say, we are here, we are queer, and we are coming for your children. Cut number one. When I was giving my speech, I mentioned this to the crowd. I said, hey, look, here's a real time. This is happening in real time. As I was giving my speech Saturday in Washington, this video, which we've got on our website, you can see it for yourself. It was trending on social media. And I said, hey, look, you know, if you don't believe me, this is actually happening right now, where they're marching through the streets chanting, we are here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. And what is it, a couple of months ago, last year maybe, you had the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, and here's what they were singing. All right, they're coming for your children. And Dylan, let's just kill that. Let's kill that one. I want the full song. I want the full song. You need to understand this. As weird and creepy as it may make you feel, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand this is the playing field we are on right now. They're coming for your children. And why are they coming for your children? Because they know that you've pretty much made up your mind. As a matter of fact, I think even a lot of teenagers now, they have started making up their minds, and they're realizing, like, wait a second. What do genderqueer studies have to do with mathematics and geometry? What's going on here? So people are starting to understand that's why they're going in now as preschoolers, 3, 4 years old, and they're starting to teach kids about transgenderism. Why is that? Because they know it's not natural, right? You leave a kid to their own devices, they're going to pretty much figure out, all right, I like boys, I like girls, right? That's pretty natural. But to go in and tell a child, you may not be a boy or you may not be a girl, that requires a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of effort to confuse the children. And that's what's going on here. Now, so I mentioned this in the speech, and all of a sudden, the Washington Post and some of these other liberals that were, they had a lot of reporters there, and they started attacking me. Oh, look at that Starnes. He's lying to those people. He's lying. They weren't really saying that we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. So you know what I did? I posted the video. I'm like, we do not speak out the wazoo. Here we come every single day to this radio microphone, this big, beautiful, huge microphone that broadcast my voice across this great, vast nation. We speak truth into this microphone. If we don't, the microphone, I don't know, it's rigged to explode. So I'm very careful with what I share in this microphone. So we played it. And then the guy comes back, well, that Starnes, he just doesn't know satire. He doesn't know parody. Oh, really? Sir, where is the parody? Where is the satire? They say, we are here, we are queer, we're coming for your children. I don't get the joke. I don't get it. By the way, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, when they sang their little ditty, yeah, after it was like months later, they came out and finally said, oh, that was a parody. We were just joshing. We were tickling. We were just tickling your, your funny bone. Do you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, all you Bud Light drinkers, if you think Bud Light has changed its way, you better think again. Bud Light actually sponsored the Gay Pride Parade in Toronto, Canada. That's right. They did. On the Bud Light float, which, by the way, they had a Bud Light float, they featured a bunch of drag queens. Just so you understand, Bud Light hasn't changed diddly. Bud Light hasn't changed squat. Oh, there was a lot of that going on the parade route, too. All right, we got to take a break here. Seems to me that not only should the people who strip naked, should they be arrested and charged with child sex crimes, mommies and daddies ought to be charged with child abuse. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. And it is great to be back in New York City. And again, thank you for all the kind words. Thanks for all of our great hosts for doing a terrific job filling in. We really appreciate that. And really, my heart goes out to fellow Memphians, some 120,000 at the Zenith, 120,000 customers. That's about a half a million people or so. Without power, had some thunderstorms come through. Now, it's funny. If somebody sneezes here in Memphis, the lights go out. Our infrastructure is that bad. It is literally falling apart. And instead of focusing on that, instead of rebuilding our infrastructure, Memphis Light, Gas, and Water builds floats for the Gay Pride Parade. You go to their website, it's all about pride. And fine, if you want to do that, that's your business, MLGW. But your main focus should not be building pride parades, pride parade floats. It ought to be rebuilding our infrastructure and getting the power back on. By the way, it's going to be about 100 degrees here. No air conditioning. I'm telling you, folks, not good. Not good at all. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. William in Portland. And is this Oregon or Maine?
Portland, Maine.
All right, William, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering why you are confounding a, like, fat shaming with homophobia. It's a little bit, if you're against people being gay, you don't need to, like, throw around.
Well, William, I'm just kind of curious here. I'm not sure I'm following you. I'm describing what I'm seeing, and in that pride parade, I saw a bunch of fat gay people. So why is that homophobic and fat shaming?
What does their weight have to do with their sexual preference?
William, I believe that if you're that fat, you probably need to wear a shirt in public.
Okay.
So how is that homophobic? How is that homophobic, William?
Well, I mean, you are clearly saying that you do not approve of their sexual preference.
William, did you hear anything? Guys behind the glass here, did you guys hear me say anything about sexual preference and me not liking their sex? No, not at all. William, here's what I don't like, and I'll just ask you a question. Do you have a problem with grown men exposing their genitals to children in a public parade? Yes or no?
They're not exposing their genitals to children.
William, that's exactly what they're doing. Have you seen the video, William?
I'm not sure what specific video you are referring to.
There's a bunch of fat, naked gay men riding bicycles in Seattle, and they're exposing their genitals to the children that are watching this parade. That's the video I'm referring to. Let me ask you this. William, do you have a problem?
Why are the children at the parade then?
Why are the men buck naked in the streets, William? What about the lesbians? Let's talk about the lesbians for a moment.
There's nothing wrong with the human body. They are not threatening the children. In fact, I believe sexual predators tend to not be gay.
I see. So you're saying that the fact that these men are exposing themselves to the children in public means they're not sexual predators or pedophiles. That's your argument.
I mean, most likely not. Most sexual predators tend to be the straight, rich white men that tend to skew towards the right side of politics.
William, I don't. Let's talk about the lesbians for a second. So the lesbians that are disrobing and basically making out and doing all sorts of inappropriate things, you're okay with that in New York City?
Are they harming?
Okay. All right. No. And one other question before we have to let you go. So when they're chanting, "We're coming for your children," what do you think that means, William, when they say, "We're coming for your children"?
Is there any evidence of this?
Hey, all right. Yeah, let's play it for William. Can we do that? Cut number one. All right. William, I tell you what, we're gonna let William go. William, next time you come onto the program, happy to have a debate, but you got to prepare and you got to listen. We played that audio in the first segment of the program. So, folks, William says there's nothing wrong with grown people parading nude in front of children. What say you?
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us on the radio show today. Hang tight if you're on hold. We're going to get to your calls this hour, so don't go anywhere. But I do want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're so honored to have a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, or the House Oversight Committee, with us, Congressman Russell Fry. He represents South Carolina's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I am. Listen, we are not in Washington right now, so this is a good thing for the American people, and it's good to be back home with family and bouncing around the district and being home for at least a little bit.
Well, good for you. It's God's country there in South Carolina. Speaking of godless country, I would say that would be Camp David over the weekend. There was a lot of controversy over Hunter Biden going to Camp David with his father. And I think it's the timing of all of this, Congressman, with the whistleblower report that came out Thursday. It looks like there's a whole lot more to this story that's unfolding.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they are laughing at us right now. You look at what is going on, Camp David, the timing of it, all the things that are going around with the Hunter Biden, the Biden family in general. It is terrible timing. Look, the mainstream media is finally, just a little bit starting to cover all the things that are going on with the Biden family, and for them to do this, it just shows how much contempt I believe that they have for the American people.
I mean, if the whistleblowers are to be believed, and there is one truth here, Congressman, either Merrick Garland is lying or these whistleblowers are. So somebody's not telling the truth.
Well, this reminds me, you know, I've read the Durham report. We had a hearing on that just last week. I'm reading substantially through Mr. Shapley's interview with the Ways and Means Committee. And the thing that strikes me is the similarity that the people on the ground, like Mr. Shapley, in this case with the IRS, they're trying to push things based on what they see, the guardrails that are there, the information that they have, but they're being stonewalled and thwarted at the top for a political purpose. We saw this with the Trump-Russia collusion hoax in 2016, and we're still seeing the same level of conduct at the top right here in the IRS, the DOJ, and the FBI.
Congressman, even President Trump over the weekend read the text messages, which it was like a scene out of The Godfather, and it does. I mean, it's very similar to some of these other communications that have come out. That this was not just Hunter Biden, but this was a family crime operation.
Right. And everything that we've done, both in oversight and judiciary, obviously Ways and Means came out with this. Everything looks very similar, where you see multiple LLCs formed while Biden was vice president. They continued to wire foreign money through a layer of transactions until they ultimately reached the Bidens. And then you have this conduct, which is what we've believed to be true all along, which is that Joe Biden has been in the room with his son the entire time. This text message puts him in that room, and how anybody can ignore this at this point is beyond me. Obviously, people are trying to do that, But that's not good for the American people. People want the truth. They expect the truth. And we're going to keep digging until we get it.
There does seem to be a turn in the media coverage, and it's become a bit hostile, which it should have been all along. And I'm glad the mainstream media is jumping on this. But there's always a reason why. It's not like all of a sudden they've decided. And I'm wondering, are you guys hearing any rumblings that the Democrats may be done with Biden?
I haven't heard that yet. I mean, obviously, you see how they stick together through thick and thin on the floor on every single vote, it seems like. But what I will tell you, there is a growing frustration on some of the conduct, if you will, of the administration. House Democrats, we love to see it because they never divide themselves. But when they start fracturing off, I think that's good for the American people, quite frankly. And so here with this new stuff that continues to emerge every day, they're having to answer for that. I mean, if you remember, Jamie Raskin, the ranking member, said that all we would find in these bank records was Papa John's receipts and Starbucks. Well, that's not true, is it? We found money coming from China, from Romania, from other places. You see these transactions that are happening where, and it's indefensible. It's hard to defend because, quite frankly, they've been doing it well up to this point, staying isolated. But now, how do you defend that? How do you defend the actions taken while you were vice president or thereafter that enrich your family? What does that say about how compromised you might be? These are all answers that we're getting to every single day. And I mean, every day seems to be a new revelation. But this stuff with the IRS whistleblower is really damning because this guy is a career guy. He's not a partisan. He's not a political appointee. You know, he's just been there for a long time. He's an investigator. He's been an investigator for years. And it puts him right in the middle of this going, wait a second. This doesn't pass the smell test. None of this does. And we're being stonewalled. We're being thwarted. The statute of limitations runs on some of the felonies associated with Hunter Biden that they were ready to charge him with. So some of the people at the top have a lot of explaining to do. This puts Merrick Garland up there. This puts Director Wray up there. Certainly the Bidens themselves. But more to come for sure.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate your insight. And we'd love to get you back on the show one of these days.
Would love to. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Congressman Russell Fry from the great state of South Carolina on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, I want you to hear the reporting of ABC News talking about this lead IRS agent. Cut number 17, please.
Republicans on Capitol Hill who insist he got off easy, releasing a whistleblower transcript alleging the younger Biden got preferential treatment. The lead IRS agent investigating Hunter Biden telling Congress they uncovered evidence the president's son pressured a potential Chinese business partner to move ahead with the deal by invoking his father. Allegedly writing in a WhatsApp message, "I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled." The message was allegedly sent in 2017, when Joe Biden was already out of office and Hunter Biden was heavily addicted to crack cocaine. His lawyer today saying, "Any verifiable words or actions of my client in the midst of a horrible addiction are solely his own and have no connection to anyone in his family." The White House counsel's office adding the president was not in business with his son. The president standing by him.
"I'm very proud of my son."
Well, we know that not to be true. He may be proud of his son and for his criminal enterprise, but we know that Biden was there. There is photographic evidence, and of course you have the damning text messages, which President Trump himself actually read during his speech to the Faith and Freedom Conference. Take a listen.
"Biden is the most corrupt president in the history of our country by far. Just 2 days ago, a very respected IRS whistleblower used to be very much a, you remember when the Democrats used to love whistleblowers? They don't like the whistleblowers now. Revealed that Crooked Joe sat in a room while his son Hunter messaged a Chinese Communist Party official and said to this Chinese Party official, I quote, 'I am sitting here with my father and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled.' This is cash he's talking about. Yeah. Tell the director, and it doesn't get reported in the newspapers, tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means right now. It means tonight. You believe this? I didn't know he was that tough." And if I get a call or a text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, my father, right next to me, Pop, hi, Pop, and every person he knows, you will regret not following my direction. Now, can you imagine the newspapers not reporting this? Not a word of it in any of them, in any of them mainstream. I'm sitting here waiting for the call, he said, with my father. I'm sitting here with my father waiting for the call. In other words, send us money. Within 10 days, the Bidens got $5.1 million from China for absolutely no reason. They got $5.1 million.
There you go. Good for you, President Trump. But you heard, I mean, just the vitriol, the level of anger in that, you better do it or my daddy's going to get you. I mean, it's like, geez, hello. I mean, that's how they operate. I mean, these are some pretty nasty people. I've been telling you. And by the way, do not think for a moment that the mainstream media just woke up over the weekend and decided, oh, wow, this is a major story. Wow, how do we miss this? Thank you. Thank you, Newsmax, for covering this. Wow. Don't think for a second that happened. Here's a little trivia question for you. There's only one president in the history of the Republic, only one, who did not move out of Washington, D.C. after his term in office was over. You want to know who that person is? Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Obama still lives in Washington, D.C. He's been holding a lot of private meetings lately with very powerful progressive leaders on Capitol Hill. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has the stench of B.H. Obama all over it. I'll have some more things to say about that, but we're going to take a break, and we're going right to the phones as promised. We have Mike in North Carolina, or Mike in Oregon, William in North Carolina, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Let's go to the phones here. Salem, Oregon. Mike is hanging out with us on KYKN, great radio station. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Good morning. Hey, I've talked to you a couple of times, and this stuff you've been talking about this morning, and I just don't understand how these people can get away with this when it's clearly written in our laws that it's illegal to expose yourself in public. And the things that are happening, and the, with the other parade where you, I heard that clip you played where they said they're coming for our children. Americans need to really wake up and take that as a serious threat, because these people are after our children like predators.
Yes, they are, Mike. And I get a lot of blowback from some well-meaning people. They're good Christian, church-going people. A lot of them maybe live in smaller towns or communities, and they don't have a lot of this going on there. And their concern is, well, you're bringing attention to this. So, yes, because if I don't do it, nobody else is going to, and sooner or later, that's going to be ending up in your small towns and communities, and that's why we've got to put a stop to it.
Yeah, we haven't had quite that kind of drastic stuff going on here in Salem, but in Portland we do get quite a bit of that crazy stuff going on, and it's just slowly spreading everywhere, and you know, it's just a poison to the society of our country. And you know, it would be a great pleasure if one day maybe I could meet you and have an interview with you and share with the world what the poisons in this world have done to people that I know personally and myself.
All right, Mike. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to KYKN. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. William on the line. Hey, William, what's up?
Hey, Todd. As my grandmother would say, we're on a mail of the Hess. And what that first caller just said, you know, it should be against the law. I thought it was. If you go to Walmart with no clothes on, see how long you can shop around in there before you get escorted out of there. And part of the reason why it's going on is what you said about Barack Obama being in Washington, D.C. still, because he's the one that's running this country. People don't want to realize that or just want to turn the other cheek of it, but he's the one that's running this country. Donald Trump is the only one that can go up against the machine of him and the Clintons, and that's the reason why they don't want him getting back up there, because he started exposing all that mess.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's it. That's it, William. I mean, it really is that simple. And you wait and see what's going to happen here. It could be that Biden is not going to be allowed to finish out his term in office. I mean, that's where this could all be heading. I mean, this could unravel very quickly. So I think a lot of it's going to depend on what happens this week. But this whistleblower, the fact that the legacy media, the drive-by media is now reporting on this, that tells me that Obama signed off on it. That's what that tells me.
Amen, Todd.
All right.
Take care.
William, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. By the way, I want to circle back here. There's some brand new polling data out, NBC News over the weekend. And this is really intriguing. Trump is nearly 30 points ahead of Ron DeSantis in the polls. It's just shocking. Just shocking how much support the president has among Republican voters. And I think I'm beginning to understand why. Actually, I know why. But there's some audio that surfaced from Ron DeSantis in 2018, and he was asked about transgender bathrooms. And I want you to hear what DeSantis had to say back in 2018. And this could explain why there's just not a lot of support right now for DeSantis. Cut 9.
The transgender issue. Now, I was at the Democrat. This is no joke. I was at the Democratic National Convention, and they had bathrooms where they did not distinguish, and anyone could go in there. And people were really upset because you did not know what you were going to find. That is an issue here. Will you come down?
Well, I'm not going to change, you know, make people have, you know, bathrooms that aren't marked. I mean, that's a totally inappropriate use of the government to do that. And I think folks should be able to set that up how they want.
But do you support or oppose a law that would allow a transgender person to pick the bathroom that they choose?
I would not pass a law. I would leave it as it is and stay out of that.
So if a bill to do that passes your desk, will you veto it?
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'd have to read the bill, but I think getting into the bathroom wars, I don't think that's a good use of our time.
Knowing.
All right, there you have it. Ron DeSantis just 5 years ago saying getting into the bathroom wars is not a good use of our time. He said he would not sign a law that would have banned transgender people from the girls' room. He would have stayed out of it. So I just think there's a lot of confusion right now over who the real Ron DeSantis is. And this is an easy fix. I mean, this was 5 years ago. Did his view change? Clearly it has changed. So I'd be curious to know, and if Ron DeSantis ever agreed to come on this program, I would ask him, well, explain, you know, we would play this audio for him and say, okay, Governor, this is what you said back in 2018. Here we are in 2023. Clearly your view has shifted on this. Take us through that process. How did you get from the point where you didn't want to have anything to do with the culture war to now embracing the culture war and making that the focal point of your campaign? Now, you watch, folks. Trump is really shrewd here. Trump understands that you cannot win a presidential election just on a culture war. And that's why Trump is going to be going through with the economy, going with China, trade. Trump is playing the long game here. And DeSantis is struggling. I mean, he's struggling right now. All right. 844-747-8868. That is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
You sent Hunter to the state dinner last night. I'm wondering if you could take us into the thinking and decision-making of why the president decided to
invite. I'm just not going to get into family discussion, personal family discussion. As you know, Hunter is his son. I'm just not going to get into it.
Let me ask you this. If Hunter Biden wasn't the president's son, would he have invited someone who had just reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors?
Well, a couple of things. Again, that's his son. He's a family member. It is not uncommon for family members to attend events at the White House. You could look at past presidents. I'm sure you have. So that is not uncommon. As it relates to anything related to Hunter, I'm just not going to respond to it from here.
Can I follow up on that?
Okay. No, I just called in some way. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Kirby wouldn't answer James's question, though. Are you going to answer the question? I mean, not a reasonable question to ask when the President of the United States was involved, as this message seems to suggest, in some sort of a coercive conversation for business dealings by his son. Is that something, if he wasn't, then maybe you should tell us.
So here's the thing, I appreciate the question. I believe my colleague at the White House Counsel has answered this question already, has dealt with this, has made it very clear. I just don't have anything to share outside of what my colleagues have shared, and so I would refer you to him and the DOJ. Just not going to comment from here. What I can tell you is I know that my colleague has dealt with this. He addressed this at the White House Counsel. I just don't have anything else to share.
It goes on and on and on. They just savaged her. I mean, it was like carving up a Thanksgiving turkey. The White House press corps going after KJP. And rightfully so. It went on and on and on, and she still refused to answer, and I suspect we're going to get more of the same. I want to bring in on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line our good friend, Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Well, it's great to be with you, Todd, and I think it is an appropriate question, knowing the Attorney General is seated at the same table with a person that his office has just reached a plea agreement with, and it's not just some average person. This is the son of the president, and this is the Attorney General of the United States of America. And for the president's spokesperson to say, I've answered the question, by saying she's not going to answer the question, provides no detail, which is what the people of America deserve and are hungry for.
Yeah, I'm with you that right there, Congressman. I was just shocked to hear the press corps actually asking those questions, and it does make you wonder if somebody picked up the phone and told the media, all right, it's open season on Biden now, go after the guy.
Well, look, I think we all know that even in the Democrat circles, they're not thrilled with having him as the nominee for presidency in 2024, and if they can find a way out of that, including, beating him up a little bit and making him less palatable to the electorate, maybe open the door for Gavin Newsom or somebody like that. I'm not sure that that's out of the range of possibilities for these folks. Look, they will do anything to retain power, including electing somebody that can't literally string two sentences together, much less a word like infrastructure. And if it means they've got to jettison President Biden for somebody else to hang on to the White House, they'll be willing to do it. These folks have no allegiance to anybody or anything except for the one thing, which is their power.
I thought it was interesting. One of the reporters actually framed it as a shakedown. Is that a pretty good way of describing what was going on there?
Well, if you're referring to the text message, yeah, it's exactly what it was. He's saying, look, I've got the president or the vice president of the United States sitting right next to me. We have this agreement. You haven't paid, and if you don't pay, then whatever the vice president of the United States can do to destroy your business deal or the policy that we agreed upon earlier is going to happen. Of course, it's a shakedown. It's exactly like everybody, you don't have to have a PhD in negotiating or in criminal forensics or quite honestly anything. My 14-year-old daughter knows that a shakedown when she sees one. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our friend Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania. So where do we go from here, Congressman? I know a lot of people are hollering and clamoring for impeachment. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I want to play some audio. This is Speaker McCarthy this morning on Fox at talking about whether or not impeachment proceedings are going to be launched against Merrick Garland. Cut 12, please.
So Miranda Devine says that Joe Biden met with his business partners 12 times, 12 different times and 12 different deals, perhaps. So it's according to Rob Walker, who was in on all this stuff. Good friend. He's all over the laptop. So will this prompt you to do a impeachment inquiry?
Well, you apparently don't follow me on Twitter, because yesterday I laid out very, very clearly by July 6th, because of the allegations from the IRS, because of the whistleblowers and the DOJ, our Garland, what he is saying and what David Weiss are saying privately are two different things.
Right.
And if it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries on the Attorney General.
All right. Is that going to happen? Do you think we're going to see Garland impeached?
Well, as you probably know, Todd, I was the first one to introduce articles of impeachment on Merrick Garland for his using the Department of Justice as a cudgel against the American people for his personal and his partisan political viewpoints. And what we just found out through the hearing in the Ways and Means Committee, what we've determined, and the speaker just outlined it, is somebody is lying. Either David Weiss is lying, or the Attorney General is lying, or maybe they're both lying. But there has been obviously at least a very credible claim of favorable and favoritism towards favorable treatment and favoritism to the Biden family simply because they are the Biden family. And our justice system, if we actually have one, cannot work that way. We have one standard. It doesn't matter what your last name is. And so, again, we're going to go where the truth and the proof leads us. But if the proof leads us to that position and that information, then impeachment is the only remedy we realistically have.
All right. Good stuff, Congressman. We're going to leave it there. Appreciate all the intel. And it's going to be pretty interesting, I think, over the next couple of months.
I think you're right. I think, look, the facts just keep coming in. Comer is digging up stuff every single day, and all we need is the truth, and if the truth is the proof, then there's going to be an accountability.
All right. Congressman, thank you again. Congressman Scott Perry, Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus from the great state of Pennsylvania. All right. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there is some developing news, and we have this story up on our website. It broke about an hour or so ago. Fox News has announced a brand new lineup, and they have been trying to figure this out. And I think this is fascinating, and I have a few thoughts about this. But anyway, Fox has announced they have finally have a replacement for Tucker Carlson. They are moving Jesse Waters to the 8 o'clock hour. So Jesse Waters is the new Tucker Carlson over at Fox. The lineup got completely reshuffled. So Laura Ingraham moves to from 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So you have Laura at 7, Jesse Waters 8, Hannity stays at 9, and then they're moving Greg Gutfeld to 10 o'clock. So understand what's happening here. And this is pretty fascinating. But You need to understand what the thinking is at Fox headquarters. So years ago, back when Roger ran the place, prime time was actually shortened. So you didn't have a 4-hour prime time slot. You had Greta Van Susteren at 7 o'clock. Then you had O'Reilly at 8. At 9 o'clock, you had then Hannity and Colmes. And then after that, you had a repeat of Bill O'Reilly. So they're going back to that. So they're basically eliminating one of the shows. So the question is, what's going in where Trace Gallagher's late night show went? Are they just going to air a repeat? Because that's what they used to do. But Fox seems to think Jesse Waters is going to be able to to carry, pardon the pun here, but carry the water for Tucker Carlson on the program. Are you buying that? Or is that going to, that lineup, Laura Ingraham at 7, then Jesse Waters, then Hannity, and then Gutfeld, is that enough to make you go back to Fox News? We now know that. I mean, that's been the question out there. Who's going to replace Tucker Carlson? I'm surprised it's Jesse. I mean, he is popular, but is that going to be enough to move the needle? That's the question. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I'm just curious, is that enough to move the needle? Because I'm telling you, I heard from so many former Fox News viewers who now watch Newsmax, and they were reaching out in very kind words. When I was over at Newsmax headquarters, I will say this, most of the staff came over from Fox News, right? So they're all refugees from what used to be the great Fox News channel and is now quickly becoming the great Newsmax. So anyway, I'm curious to get your thoughts on that. Is that enough of a shakeup to get you to go back to Fox News? 844-747-8868. Look, President Trump indicted again, a sitting president has indicted the former president. And what is Trump's crime? Well, they're saying he kept classified documents just like every other president did. But you need to get the truth on all of this, and that's why you need to be watching Newsmax. They have a powerful lineup now. Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and Chris Plant. Folks, I'm telling you, Americans are turning to Newsmax for the real news you can trust. Now, Newsmax is running a big national poll, so get out your phone. They want to know about Trump. And is this a legitimate indictment or just a political act? Text the word Trump to 39747. That's Trump to 39747. And you can vote right now. Make sure your voice is heard. Newsmax is now America's fastest growing cable news channel. So be sure to tune in now for the very latest on President Trump and vote in their poll. Text Trump to 39747. All right, so I've been out of town for a while and I got all these messages when I got back to Memphis. By the way, I want to say thank you to the good people over at Delta Airlines. That I fly Delta exclusively, and they do a great job of getting me wherever I need to go. And God bless them for that. Anyway, I land at Memphis International Airport, which, by the way, I believe is actually the best airport in America. It's been completely rebuilt, and they're getting ready to rebuild the terminal. But what a beautiful airport! A lot of great food and beverage choices for you. So if you're ever coming to Memphis, hang out at the airport for a little while. So anyway, I get all these messages. Todd, you're not going to believe what's happening in your neighborhood. Now, I live in Germantown, which is a suburb of Memphis. We have our own city government. We have our own police department. And by and large, it's a very peaceful community. I would say it is affluent. So it's a good place to live. And we have a lot of the mansions and stuff like that. Beautiful town. Beautiful town. So anyway, got some calls over the weekend about a crazy story in one of the neighborhoods. And I don't know, I'm curious to know if this is happening in your communities or if you've ever heard of anything like this. So anyway, there is, you have these companies and they're going out there and they're buying up all these houses and then they rent them out. And that's the problem, right? So you have these beautiful neighborhoods, well-kept lawns, people, you know, taking care of their houses. Then all of a sudden you have these corporations coming in and they're buying up these houses and they're renting them out. And the people who rent may not take care of the house like they should. And that is becoming a big problem across our entire area. So anyway, in one of the more exclusive parts of town, there was a party over the weekend. And it turns out that a Memphis rapper decided to throw this huge party. And we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people were invited. So this rapper rents out this home. They do a staging area. Here's how big it is. They did a staging area at a Kroger, the Kroger that I shop at. You know, I'm always talking about my Kroger. It's that Kroger in the parking lot, and they've got these buses that are literally shuttling these people over to this home that's been rented out for this, and it's a for-profit party. So get this. The guys had to pay, I don't know what, $20, $25, but the women got in free, and the women were showing up barely wearing clothes. I mean, it was wild. So according to the police department, there were 30, and again, this is a peaceful, quiet suburban community. They had about 35 calls for police activity related to this party. And it was insane. They had people were driving around, hanging out of their cars with long guns. There were fights in the street. They were doing street racing. And the local neighbors, who are all just good, God-fearing, church-going conservatives, are like horrified. They don't know what happened to the neighborhood. And there were fights. Somebody sent me photographs of like, and I, at first when I saw them, I'm like, oh my gosh, who skinned all those dead muskrats? But it wasn't a muskrat, ladies and gentlemen. They were weaves, hair weaves. Like, so the women were out there in their bikinis and their thongs, and they were fist fighting, and they were yanking weaves off. There were weaves as far as the eye could see in Germantown, Tennessee. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. I'm being sent all these photographs and the video, and it looked just like one of those rap videos. Now everybody's very upset about this. And they're saying, we've got to do something about this. But now the people of Memphis, because they're saying, we don't want that here. You keep that in Memphis. That's why we moved out of Memphis, to escape that. And we don't want you bringing that here. So now you've got people around Memphis that are saying, oh, these people are just clutching their pearls, that they're somehow racist. Well, no, I don't think it's a matter of race. They just don't want women in thong bikinis ripping weaves out of people's hair right in the middle of the neighborhood. I mean, nobody wants to see that, right? Anyway, big meeting at City Hall. I'm going to have to go down there, right? This is my neighborhood, so I'm going to have to go down there and see what's happening. I mean, good and decent people, but I guess nobody thought to ask, why are hundreds and hundreds of people from Memphis showing up by the busload to go to a pool party in Tony Germantown, Tennessee? Who would have thought? So I'll see you down there at 6 o'clock. If you're in the neighborhood, you should drop by. Ought to be pretty interesting. But I'm telling you, folks, that's why you can't be renting out your homes like that. Jeez, Lou. All right. By the way, if you're missing a weave, give me a call. I can probably help you out there. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. They also had a twerking contest, $2,000 for the winner. I would have tried, but it would have thrown out my back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today. Oh, by the way, the Green Berets, they've gone gay. Well, it's true. This is from Breitbart. Christina Wong is the author. United States Army Special Ops Command posted an intersex inclusive pride flag on all of its social media accounts last week, prompting criticism from former Green Berets and conservative commentators. The command produces the Army Special Forces. They posted the flag on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, along with a message that they recognize June as Pride Month, celebrating all LGBTQ+ members in our formations throughout American history. LGBTQ+ members have not only fought for the right to serve openly, but have also fought in every major war and conflict. Really, a lot of intersex people there in the Revolutionary War times. Imagine that. The more you know. All right. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A crazy story involving the mayor of Rochelle Park, New Jersey, who happens to be a Republican. and he's been ousted from his position because he refused to fly the gay pride flag. Mayor Perrin Mosca is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Mr. Mayor, first, welcome to the show, and tell us what happened.
Well, thanks for having me, Todd. It's great to be here and to spread my story about this situation.
So so Mr. Mayor, tell us what happened here. They wanted to fly the flag, and what did you tell them?
Yeah, well, they originally put the motion up to fly a flag when I wasn't there. I was late to a meeting. A Democrat on the committee, you know, made a motion to fly the pride flag for the month of June. A Republican seconded it, and then two Republicans voted for it on the May 10th meeting. So And then for the May 28th meeting, I was there, and I wanted to, you know, show that this is not a good idea. You know, I believe the pride flag is not a flag for everybody, and only the flags that represent everybody should be up there. You know, for me, if you have a flag up at your house, you're welcome to fly that flag, but you shouldn't be using, you know, township property to virtue signal, you know, the rest of the township.
Well,
so go ahead,
Mr. Mayor. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I at the May 28th meeting, you know, I tried to show that there was a lot of people against it. You know, I tried to get it, you know, rescinded. I had no support from my Republican colleagues. And then, so the pride flag went up, and then, which is the crazy thing, the next meeting, you know, I boycotted the meeting. I didn't want to show up for it because for personal reasons, I'm not going to that municipal building with that flag flying. And they removed me from mayor that meeting.
Wow. So how does this work there with the government? Because you're a full-time history teacher, is that right?
I'm a science teacher at Lynette High School, yeah, and I coach too. I coach boys basketball there.
All right. So you're a coach. Yep. You're a teacher. And so how does it work with the city council and the mayor? Do they appoint the mayor?
Yes. So how it works in our township, we five committee people get voted on. So not every year, like it's alternated 2-2-1. So the five committee people appoint a mayor and a deputy mayor. So it's in their right to get rid of me as mayor. But, you know, the whole thing was kind of crazy since, you know, Republicans were going against me. We have a majority of Republicans in town, 4-1. And you know, that's what happened.
So. I'm telling you, there are a lot of Republicans that are scared to tackle this. And I'm glad you did. I mean, we've got to have more courageous Republicans like yourself.
Yeah. And Todd, and you know, the reason why, you know, I'm so, you know, against this, it's one thing, you know, to not, you know, not fly a flag up there that doesn't represent everybody. But for me personally, I have six children. My wife's about to have a baby like any second here for number seven. I'm really doing this for the kids. There is a coordinated attack on our children in this country. And it's not going to stop with putting up a pride flag. And in Rochelle Park, my library is continuing with this madness. You know, they posted just the other day on Instagram, LGBTQIA plus books save lives. I really don't know even know what that means. They also have two copies of the book, the book Gender Queer, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That crazy, like, cartoonish, you know, basically porn book on, you know, in our library. So, and you just saw, I'm sure you heard nationally, you know, they're chanting on these parades, we're here, we're queer, we're coming after your children.
As a matter of fact, hold on, Mr. Mayor, we got that audio. There we go. Yeah, I got to tell you, Mr. Mayor, parents need to wake up and pay attention because you better believe these people that are marching in the streets because they are coming after our kids.
They are, and it's disgusting and it's evil. So, you know, I'm going to use this platform that you're giving me, that other people have given me, to spread this truth that this is the real reason. Like, they are coming after our children, no holds barred.
Good for you. And I'm glad you're doing that, and you've got to do it. I'm curious, the good people of Rochelle Park, what are you hearing from them?
Everyone I've talked to, whether they're Republican or Democrat in town, they're supporting me. So, you know, a lot of people don't go to these meetings. So, you know, when they passed it on a vote that wasn't even on the agenda. They passed it. So no one even knew about it. And then the next meeting, we had a lot of people in town that were against it. And, you know, a lot of, like I said, a lot of people don't go to me. And so when they heard about what happened, they came up to me and they couldn't believe it. They're really, you know, disappointed in that outcome.
All right. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, Mayor Perrin Mosca from Rochelle Park, New Jersey. And Mr. Mayor, you mentioned that your wife is about to have baby number 7 any moment. So if she hollers out, honey, we need to go to the hospital, just hang up. We understand. But I am curious, what is that like being a parent and having to maneuver through this world where you can't even let your kids just watch Disney anymore? I mean, it's how do you maintain all of that? How do you control all of that?
It's tough, but you know what? We decided a couple of years back we're going to homeschool the children, and that's what we do. So we've been homeschooling them to keep them away from the mess that's in. I mean, you've heard about New Jersey schools too, I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
they're trying their best to indoctrinate our children in the school system. So, you know, we made the decision to pull our kids, and I think it's been the best decision we've ever made. The kids are growing up, you know, learning about God, learning about their faith, and you know, they're learning schoolwork on their own time without the distractions from the actual schooling.
All right. Mr. Mayor, is there a website or a place where people can reach out to you?
Sure. I have a Facebook page, Perrin Mosca, Facebook page. It's Mosca. I think it's Mosca for New Jersey. If you look that up, or you can email me moscaforrp@gmail.com. And you can get, I can give you the information
all
as
right.
well. But we good just started stuff. Up a page because I'm a local politician. I really don't have much on the internet, but we just started up something just so people could get in touch
sure.
with me.
Oh, I'm glad you're doing that. Yes. By the way, yes. The baby, do you know if it's going to be a boy, girl?
We do not know.
All right. So do you have names picked out?
We do. And we're actually going to have the baby at home too. So.
Oh, wow. Jeez, hello.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
We did it with the last baby. We had a home birth, so we're going to do it again with this one. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. So
wow.
We're going to try that again.
More importantly, was it good for the wife? She's the one that has to do all the work.
Yeah, she was a trooper. She's amazing.
That's all. Well, it sounds like you've got a great family there, and we wish you all the very best. I suspect you're not done with politics just yet.
I'm not. I'm gonna continue to fight this. You know, I'm up for re-election this year, so you know, I'm trying to get all the help I can. So we're gonna fight this, and
right.
You know, the goal is to actually try to get this changed in town, so this nonsense stops.
Love it. All right, Mayor, we appreciate you, and good luck. Anything we can do to help, just let us know.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate you as well.
All right, Mayor Perrin Mosca. That's Perrin. If you want to look him up online, what a great guy! So they've got, he and his wife have 6 kids, baby number 7. It may be happening right now. It's like right now. He said she's getting ready to have this baby, and wow! And they were going to have it at home. That would have been, we would have stayed on the air for that. We could have carried that. Honey, we're live on the what? I don't know. That may not have gone well for the mayor. I don't know. All right, we got to take a break here. What an insane story. This man, good, decent man, and he's the mayor, booted from office. His fellow Republicans did him in, just like President Trump, by the way. Unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Oh my word. So it's just getting worse for our great listeners in Memphis listening to us on KWAM. Where now they're telling folks in the northern part of the area to, you got to boil your water. This is terrible. Memphis like gas and water. So it's all like everything's all under one company, one umbrella. So when it goes to pot, you're in big trouble. But the good news is it's going to be, what, 100 degrees this week? So all you have to do to boil the water is just set it outside and let it be out there for a couple of minutes, and you should be good to go. This is terrible. But this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. And our beautiful city, our great city, the city of my birth, and the home of Elvis and Justin Timberlake and barbecue, but it is a great city. that has been run by Democrats for decades, generations. I don't know what, 30, 40 years at least of Democrat rule here in this area. And now we're controlled by the radical progressives, and they've let the city go to hell in a handbasket. So the infrastructure is kaput. You know, they're spending money building basketball courts and community centers when they ought to be spending all of that money putting all of the infrastructure underground so we don't have to worry about all of this nonsense. So anyway, it is what it is. But they sure have time to participate in the gay pride parade over at Memphis Light, Gas, and Water. All right, there's a story from the Christian Post. Texas public universities, this is unbelievable, Texas public universities offering women's studies courses on witchcraft and worship of the devil. Now, I know our good friend Miss Janice from New Orleans, she sent me this story, and I greatly appreciate her sending me these stories. She is on the line right now from the Big Easy. Miss Janice, I have to be honest, I didn't believe it when you told me about this story. Unreal.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely unreal. It truly is. Now, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. People, get the Kindle app and put it on your phone. It's a free app, Kindle, K-I-N-D-L-E. Then go to Amazon and get a book. It's called Return of the Gods by Jonathan Kahn. He is a rabbi, and he wrote a book explaining how we came to be in the moment that we're in now. When God was removed from schools and the Ten Commandments and public buildings and such, it allowed the gods to return and to come. They were run out of places years ago. People used to worship the pagan gods and everything. And when Christianity came in, they left. And when I say gods, what I mean is Satan's. It's the demons. It's the evil in the world. And it was a book that I read from cover to cover. And this is what's happening in society today. Things are ramping up, speeding up at a speed that I never thought. There's always been gay people. There's always been trans people. And I don't hate them. But what I do hate is what some of them are doing. When I saw this the other night, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for the children. Todd, let me tell you something. If that was my city, I think I would have gotten the police out, and those people would have been arrested. And when they come, however they mean they're coming after children, the parents are going to start whipping those weapons out. Now, this is something that is just absolutely unbelievable, and it cannot happen. It just can't. We're coming for your children, yeah, I'm sure. This is disgraceful. It really is. It's disgraceful, and it upsets me to no end when I hear them saying this. Now, it's not all the people. You know, everybody doesn't feel this way. They do have a group called Gays Against Groomers, and, I mean, everyone is not bad. But these people that are talking about coming after people's children, to me, this is punishable with jail time, like
Ms.
the other people.
Ms. Janice, let me say this.
Dead cops.
I was speaking over the weekend at the Faith and Freedom Coalition, and I actually shared what you just shared. Not as much passion, though. I mean, you got passion on this one. But I told people the average gay person in America just wants to be left alone. They're not marching in the streets. They're not out there doing all that debauchery. They just want to live their life, claim their American dream, the rights they have been afforded under the United States Constitution. And I completely respect that. And as you do you, I'll do me. But what's happening? And look, I don't care if you're a fat lesbian or a skinny lesbian. You don't need to be buck naked in public dancing around in a water fountain. I mean, it really is that simple. There's no hate there. It's just this is a matter of right and wrong, and we are like living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's absolutely terrible. It truly is. And, I mean, this is awful. And what they're trying to teach, what they're teaching in schools and everything about witchcraft and the devil, today the evil has been allowed to come in. And evil is influencing a lot of people. No, I don't hate gay people. I don't hate trans people. I don't know why that they're that way. When they die someday and meet their maker, that will be between them and God, and there are a lot of people. Yeah. All I require of them is that you be a decent human being, have a job, don't break the law, live your life, and just don't push this on other people. And that's all I require of them. I have never hated them. But our world is taking a whole different turn now. And it's just terrible. It really is. And, yeah.
Miss Janice, we're gonna have to leave it there. We're coming up on the top of the hour. But are you doing well otherwise? Whoops, we lost Miss Janice. Oh, dear. She's one of my favorites. We love her. Yeah, I agree with every single thing she said. I would love to be on a fly on the wall at the pearly gates when the trans folks show up and they say, okay, where are the original parts? Right? Oops, my bad. Right? I mean, you don't want to jinx anything, right? I'm just saying. All right, coming up, another full hour of the show, and we've got some great guests coming up. We're going to be taking your calls. A lot happening. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We will be posting the interview we just did with the mayor up on our website. It'll be part of our podcast. I would love for you to get a copy of the podcast. It's a free download. And by the way, if you subscribe, and it's a free subscription as well, it'll come to you automatically every single day, and you'll be able to listen to it, and we would love for you to do that. 1 million people a month download that podcast, so we greatly appreciate your support. All right, folks, hang tight. We've got hour 3 coming up back in Memphis, Tennessee, causing all sorts of chaos and turmoil around this joint. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Happy to have you with us today. By the way, our good buddy Art Alley is going to drop by a little while from Timothy Plan. Of course, Art is the founder of TimothyPlan.com. Wow, it is almost July. And may I just say, this Pride Month, I don't know what it is about the month of June, but especially this month, it's been absolutely insane, right? I mean, we've all been sort of counting down the days till July comes and everybody puts their pants back on. I mean, it's right around the corner if we can just hold out hope. But now, apparently, Dr. Rachel Levine, the man who identifies as a woman, that's President Biden's assistant secretary of HHS, says that, and we've got this audio here, we're going to get this for you, but Dr. Rachel Levine says, Happy Pride Month, and let's actually declare it a summer of pride. So now they want to... They want to expand it to include all the summer months.
Hello, my name is Admiral Rachel Levine, and I have the honor of being the Assistant Secretary for Health at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Happy Pride. Happy Pride Month. And actually, let's declare it a summer of pride. Happy summer of pride.
Oh, my God. Folks, are you tired of all of this? Have you reached the breaking point now? Or are you like done with all of this? The just shoving the agenda right down the throats of American citizens. Are you just done with it? What I find interesting, I'm a Southern Baptist, and we used to be, I think, the nation's largest non-Catholic denomination, and we used to be conservative. We're not so much conservative now. And in our denomination, we have a lot of these woke evangelicals, and they're most of them are in leadership within the Southern Baptist Convention. A lot of these are pastors of mega churches, and they run these mega churches like, well, businesses, not so much like churches or ministries, but like businesses. And so they don't want to offend people, because if they offend people, well, they're not going to get money from these people. And it's all about the money with these folks and the prestige, right? So over the past 4 or 5 years, when they all came down with a raging case of Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, there's no cure. Maybe we should do a telethon on the Todd Stearns radio program and we could raise money for the cure, but I don't think there's a cure. And a lot of these people, the Beth Moore, all of that crowd, and the people who run Christianity Today, these are all woke evangelicals. They're never Trumpers, and they have been ruined. They have ruined their lives because of their hatred of Donald Trump. It's the most bizarre thing. But anyway, these folks are out there, and they've tried to convince you that if you are a Christian, it is a sin to love your country. And they use this term. It's called Christian nationalism. And the basic concept is that you're putting country ahead of God. Now, I believe God and country. I believe that God blessed this nation. I believe that we were founded and we were meant to be a Christian nation, a place where people could come and practice their faith in peace. And as a result of that, you can come under Judeo-Christian teachings and you can be whatever you want to be. You're okay. You're okay to be an atheist in America. I mean, you know, you're going to die and go to hell without God, but, you know, that's your right, okay? You get to do that here. And nobody's gonna condemn you. Nobody's going to go after you and run you out of the public marketplace. They're not going to do that. But that's because we have a Judeo-Christian form of government. But anyway, you've got all these woke evangelicals out there, and they're saying, well, you can't love your country. You have to only love God. And if you are fighting to make America a Christian nation, then you are an evil sinner. I mean, they really do believe this kind of nonsense. But here's what's fascinating about this bunch. And if you support Donald Trump, you are the most vile, evil, despicable human being on the face of the earth. I'm telling you, they despise Christians who voted for Donald Trump. You know, it's interesting because Trump gave a speech at the Road to the Majority Conference. I spoke Saturday morning and Trump spoke that night. And he gave one of the most thoughtful speeches I've heard. He delivered a really passionate defense of America as a Christian nation. And I felt connected to the president after that speech like no other time. This is a good and decent man. Does he screw up? Yeah, absolutely. Royally sometimes. But I think in his heart, he's doing good, and he wants to do good, and he's authentic. You know, you don't have to worry about where Trump stands on an issue. He's going to tell you. He doesn't waver. And that's what I appreciate about Trump. But anyway, here's what's interesting about these never-Trumpers and the people that come after you and accuse you of being a Christian nationalist, as if, by the way, there's something wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a Christian and loving your country. There's nothing at all wrong with that. And if anybody says otherwise, you tell them to come and see me. We'll set them straight, lickety-split. But here's the interesting thing about this crowd. I haven't heard a single one of them condemning the debauchery and the perversion that we saw in the streets of American cities over the weekend. Not a one. I haven't heard a peep from these people. You got folks running around exposing their genitals to children, and not a word of condemnation coming from these woke evangelicals. By the way, where is the Southern Baptist Convention? Why aren't they out there condemning all of this stuff? Anybody want to explain that to me? Oh, by the way, and then you have the Catholics. Oh, I'm not finished. I'm not finished just yet. You've got a bishop that stood up to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And this guy, he was telling it like it is. And he was right to attack the Los Angeles Dodgers and lead the protest against the Los Angeles Dodgers when they invited the drag queens to come and to be a part and to be honored and celebrated. So now, so the guy's name is Bishop Strickland. He's from Tyler, Texas. This is coming from the Catholic News Agency. The Vatican is actually investigating Bishop Joseph Strickland and the Diocese of Tyler, Texas. They say that he has too much of a firebrand and is viewed as a culture war champion. Well, I say, good for you, sir. Good for you. And so what, the Vatican? I know you've got a communist leading your religion right now, that Pope Francis. But really, they're going to go after a guy for helping to organize a protest against an anti-Catholic group? I mean, what's wrong with you people? Doesn't make any sense. All right, I want to play some audio here, and this is going to be the only time we're able to do this. But many of you were unable to go to Washington to hear my address, and so the folks over at the Faith and Freedom Coalition were kind enough to send me my remarks. And I thought it would be fun if we played those. Dylan, let's play that audio.
Well, hello, everybody. Hope y'all are doing well. It is an honor to be here. I'm a little bit in a bad mood, though, and I need to explain why. Originally from Memphis, Tennessee, but I've spent the last 8 days anchoring in New York City on Newsmax, which has been great news. But I have to tell you, I haven't had a biscuit or a glass of sweet tea in all that time. So I will marry the first woman who brings a jug of sweet tea right up here to the plant right now. You know, there's something very interesting about our national anthem. Do you realize that our national anthem is the only anthem in the entire world that actually asks a question? You know, Ronald Reagan pointed that out in a speech many years ago. Does that flag still wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave? I believe it's an appropriate question for us to ask during this great American experiment where freedom is not passed along to our children in the bloodstream. Every generation must answer the call. And what strange times we live in. We've gone from the greatest generation to the entitlement generation. We've gone from John Wayne to men who exfoliate and wear Spanx. The newly crowned Miss San Francisco is a man. Imagine that. The most attractive woman in the Bay Area has a 5 o'clock shadow and hairy legs. And we've gone from Matlock to Merrick Garland. We now live in a police state, a banana republic, where the ruling class jails its political and cultural enemies while turning a blind eye to the criminal enterprise of its own. Hillary Clinton and her minions destroyed emails with hammers and bleach bit. Joe Biden hid an untold number of classified documents in his home, his garage, and even Chinatown. Both should be doing a hard time in a federal pen, and so should Hunter. But instead, the Justice Department targets President Trump. They target America First conservatives. They target law-abiding gun owners, Christians. Antifa burns down city blocks without fear of prosecution. Meanwhile, the FBI, they're staging guns-drawn pre-dawn raids on the homes of pro-life leaders. Black Lives Matter, they clash with police, no charges filed, while the FBI knocks on the doors of parents who complain at school board meetings. This is what the weaponization of the federal government looks like. You know, President Trump could literally spend the rest of his life in jail for the crime of what? Beating Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is a free man cleared by the feds to strip buck naked, smoke crack, and cavort with prostitutes. But the greatest threat to our nation is this effort to fundamentally transform the American family. Every one of our beloved institutions right now has been targeted by the sex and the gender revolutionaries. The other day, President Biden invited thousands of people to the White House for his gay palooza. Transgender activists disrobed in front of children, a transgender flag draped over the balcony, a clear violation of the U.S. flag code. But understand this, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden and the progressives pledge allegiance to that flag and not the Star Spangled Banner. It was John Adams, our second president, said our Constitution is wholly inadequate for anyone other than a moral and religious people. So when you take God out of our founding documents, you get chaos in the culture. And that's what's happening in America. You take away the nation's moral foundation, and you wind up with pronoun-confused soy boys running around buck naked on the lawn of the White House, and nobody wants to see that America. It really is the culture war battle of our generation. And now the nation is at a moral tipping point. Now, I believe the average gay person in America just wants to live their life, cling to the American dream. I respect that. You do you. But live and let live is no longer relevant in our society. What's happening today is not about tolerance. It's about assimilation, and resistance to that is futile. If you believe in the biblical definition of marriage, you're labeled a homophobe. If you believe that it's wrong for boys to be in the girls' locker room, you're transphobic. Just ask Riley Gaines. Disagree with the alphabet activists, they will destroy you. Just ask Anthony Bass of the Toronto Blue Jays, now labeled anti-queer and on the unemployment line. Oh, their jihad is being waged all over our great nation, from the White House to the church house, and soon, ladies and gentlemen, to our house. Just yesterday in New York City, dozens of activists marched in the streets chanting, "We're coming for your children." It's trending today on Twitter. All that to say, get ready, America, and be prepared for the knock on your door. Be prepared to give an answer. When Joe Biden demands to know, do you pledge allegiance to that rainbow flag, or do you pledge allegiance to Old Glory? And I ask you, my fellow patriots, where does your allegiance lie? Are we one nation under God, or one nation under the heathen Democrats? Are we one nation under God, or one nation under the pronoun confused progressives? I believe the time for choosing is now. So I leave you with these words from the great hymn writer. Rise up, O men of God. Rise up, O women of God. Take your place in the public square. March to the ballot box on election day. Cast your ballot for the man who will make America great again. And together, let us answer Francis Scott Key's question of the ages. Yes, we can see by the dawn's early light those broad stripes and those bright stars. They made it through the perilous fight, and oh, they are gallantly streaming. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, yes, by God's good grace, the flag still waves over the land of the free and the home of the brave. God bless you all.
All right. So again, that was my address to the folks gathered at the Faith and Freedom event in Washington, D.C. Just fine, fine folks. Ralph Reed, Timothy Head, they do great work. You know, it's interesting. Those guys actually registered more voters in the last election cycle than the Republican Party did. Now, what does that tell you? Also, great to see Judge Jeanine there. And it's sad what has happened to the good people still left at Fox. I hope you understand, and I don't want to divulge too terribly much, but the true conservatives there are under attack. They're under the gun. As a matter of fact, some breaking news. We just got word here that, and I want to make sure I'm reading this correctly, that the remaining staff of Tucker's show have been fired, have been let go. So this is coming from Chadwick Moore. Chadwick, by the way, wrote the book about Tucker Carlson coming out in July called TuckerTheBook.com. And Chadwick says that sources tell him Fox News just fired the rest of Tucker's former staff, and that's not good. That is not a good sign. Some very good and decent people just got fired at Fox News amidst this shakeup. And I am curious, are you done with Fox? I mean, has that done it for you, the way they treated Bongino and the way they treated Tucker? Are you now done? I mean, they've been going after Judge Jeanine for a while as well. And I'm surprised that Judge Jeanine and Maria Bartiromo are still in that building. But they're tough fighters, and I'm telling you that right now. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to be taking your calls on that. Are you still a Fox News viewer, or have you gone somewhere else? You know, a lot of people hanging out on talk radio, and we like that. 844-747-8868. That's our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Diane is hanging out with us in Salem, Oregon on radio station KYKN. Hi, Diane, what's on your mind today?
I have to commend you on that speech that you just gave on the radio that you gave on Friday. That was right spot on. Couldn't have been any better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I wanted you to know, I've never called you before. I never called Rush before, but I did used to listen to Rush, and you're a terrific replacement. Thank you so much. I'm a Christian, and I'm pleased that you let people know you are too.
Well, you're kind to say that, Diane, and I have a lot of fun. You know, it's really, I'm not good one-on-one, but I seem to do better when I'm in front of a big crowd, and they were a lot of fun.
Oh, you did fantastic.
Well,
I want to thank you for that and keep up the good work. I'm behind you 100%.
Diane, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and Colin is going to pick up. I want to send you a copy of my new devotion book. It's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with
I've
a
heard
Draw.
Of it.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, you're going to love this. And so, Diane, don't go anywhere. Colin will get all your information, your address, and I'll send you a signed copy of that. All right. Well, thank you for that. That was very kind. All right. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Art Alley from Timothy Plan, the founder of this incredibly important ministry, joins us. Art, hope you're doing well today.
Oh, I'm doing great, Todd. You know, it can't be easy for you to stay humble with all these accolades you keep getting. But you deserve them, man. Thanks for the good work.
You're kind, Art. I will confess, though, I used the first part of my speech to try to get a wife down in D.C., so I told him, I said, the first person to come up here with a jug of sweet tea, they get a ring.
Did they know what sweet tea was there?
That's a fair enough question.
Another question, yeah.
You know, Art was looking at some news over the weekend, and you guys are in the woke alert business. I think you guys have been at the forefront of this movement to really identify companies and businesses that are using their platforms to advance a radical leftist and, quite frankly, unbiblical agenda. And over the weekend, Disney announced losses of, what, $900 million. This is insane. Crime driving businesses out of places like San Francisco, New York City. You're probably not terribly surprised by any of this.
Well, I'm not. And, you know, we live in Orlando. That's where our headquarters are. And, you know, right at the backyard of Disney, and they've been on our screen list ever since we launched Timothy almost 30 years ago now. So it's not new, but they're getting bolder and bolder, and that is finally resulting in real dollar losses in revenue and income. That is encouraging me, Todd. You know, you look around and all you hear is woke and this and woke and that, and you've got to be this, or you're a hater if you don't toe our line and all of this stuff. But people are finally waking up. They're stepping up. Target is a good example. You know, it's always about the money. But when you've had enough, why in the world would you want to go into a store like that promoting the agenda they're promoting and give them any of your shopping dollars? And people are not doing it now. This is encouraging. We're waking up. Still got a long way to go, but we're waking up.
And one of the things, I mean, you guys just get right to the point. And folks, TimothyPlan.com is the website, and I would encourage you to check this out, TimothyPlan.com. The question you were asked is very simple. How much money is okay to have invested in abortion or pornography? And you say the answer is simple, not a penny. And I suspect a lot of Christians, good and well-meaning Christians, may not be aware they're actually funding right now the abortion industry.
Well, that's more than true, because, you know, we are in the investment side of this ledger. And the average person, I mean, it's just a mystery to them on investing. They go to their advisor. He advises them where to put the money. And they hopefully trust him enough to do that. But what they don't realize, they're not aware of, is where this money is being invested. You know, you may not shop at Target, but if you look at your investment portfolio, odds are you own shares of Target. And as a result of that, they're not doing real well right now. It's come full circle. We finally are waking up to the fact that we're going to have to start paying attention. We've just been too lethargic, too careless, too distracted, chasing the great American dream of unlimited prosperity, which is going to evaporate unless we step up and start protecting this nation, which gives us the freedom to have this unlimited prosperity.
Art, I'm just curious, you know, when people, they reach out to you guys and they want to get information, maybe they've never had an investment advisor before, what's been the biggest hurdle for people to jump over to become a part of Timothy Plan?
Well, we try to eliminate the hurdles as best we can, Todd, but we are really good at procrastination. We have little circular wooden things in our office. One side it says Timothy Plan, the other side it says TUIT. And what it is a round to it, and that's the problem most people have. We get so distracted, so busy, we don't pay attention to what's really important. We try to make it easy for them. We have a whole team that can answer their questions. We have a whole team that can answer their advisors' questions, because they may not even be thinking in these terms. But what if, Todd, what if everybody who claimed to be a Bible-believing Christian, what if they would take their money out of owning shares of companies that are funding an unholy agenda? I believe we'd see America change overnight, because it's always about the money. And the other side, the dark side, has understood that a lot better than we do. We need to start weaponizing our money by being a little more prudent with the way we spend it, where we spend it, and how we invest it. And we're here to help the investment side of the ledger. And, of course, by extension, it's the shopping side as well. We'll let you know where, you know, you ought not to be spending money.
I love this. And
you're funding your own destruction when you do that, and it makes no sense.
And Art, you also have some great opportunities for people on fixed incomes as well.
Well, we do. You know, we are a very conservative mutual fund family. We have 12 funds and 7 exchange traded funds, all managed by top tier managers, very conservatively. And we cover the whole waterfront. So, yes, we can. The safety comes first. You know, returns are second. My friend Dan Celia used to admonish people, and I think you knew Dan as well as I did.
Good guy. Good man.
He would tell people, you know, if you want to chase these big promise returns, be my guest. But if you want to get a good, consistent, conservative 8% a year, I'm your man. And so we got to stop chasing an illusion, because all you end up doing is getting stung by that.
Mm, that's a great point. Art, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, my friend.
Well, keep up the good work, Todd. You're a good friend, man. Thanks.
All right, TimothyPlan.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's TimothyPlan.com. Look, it doesn't matter if you're 18 years old or 80 years old. Check it out. And they're very transparent. The statement of faith, their commitment, all of that information is right there at your fingertips at TimothyPlan.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
So I had never been on these kind of trips that I'm talking about. So most of the time these trips are somewhere tropical, and that's all wonderful. And I don't mean to sound that I'm not grateful for it, but that means that I've got to go and try on a bathing suit in the dead of winter before the end of January, early February, and I'd rather take a bullet. And I'm sure there's some girls here tonight that love to try on a bathing suit in the dead of winter. But us East Tennessee girls like to eat pork sausage.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Leanne Morgan. She is a hoot. Someone sent me some of her stand-up stuff. She's a lot of fun. She's from East Tennessee over in the Knoxville area and doing a big national comedy tour. We've got to get her on the radio program. We're going to work on that. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Portland, Maine, WLOB, the Big Lobster. Cindy on the line. Hi, Cindy. What's going on?
Hi. I want to congratulate you on your speech. You sounded awesome.
Thank you.
And what a treat to hear Janice. I like it when she calls in. And you've got another lady, fairly new, and I think she calls in the Stitch and Coffee group. They meet at a church.
Yeah, the Stitch and Talk. Stuff. The Stitch and Talk girls.
Yes. I want to share on these parades, whether you're part of the alphabet group or you're straight, I don't want to be seeing any of your body parts. No front or back cleavage. Cover up. You want to parade, that's fine. But have some modesty and wholesomeness, respect and dignity. To me, they're causing their own problems. By up here in Maine, over the local college station, there was an ad that the Dykes were going to be parading on Friday night at 6 o'clock from Monument Square on Congress Street, Portland, Maine. They are women who believe they should be able to go bare-breasted just like men do. And this was the sixth or seventh year they were going to be allowed to parade. I can remember years ago, a co-worker was saying to me, they do not have to worry. The ladies at Hooters will never have to worry about those other women, those dykes, taking their jobs because, and he, his own words said, they are ugly and overweight. I don't know if these are the ones that you saw, but this shouldn't be allowed. And I blame city and towns that allow these kind of parades going on. Like I said, you want to be covered up and honor your choices, but do it with respect and dignity. And parents got to be aware to keep their children off the streets and around when they're if they're going to be allowed to parade indecently. It's just shame what's going on, Todd. It really is.
Oh, it's terrible, Cindy. And I'm not sure if the topless lesbians in New York City are the same ones in Maine, but there's a whole mess of them. And you're right. This is a matter of decency. If you're out in public, and look, there's a reason why. Look, I love to eat barbecue. I've known to pack in a few ribs here and there. And I will say this, I don't go to the beach, and I do that as a public service to America. You know what I mean? So there's no reason for people to be, stripping buck naked and, wandering around in the streets.
Well, the other piece of it, I've got over 40 years working with children. I've called in to you before. And this business in the schools as it's going on, I've worked with kids that have been sexually, emotionally, and physically abused. And when you've got teachers telling these kids, telling them all this stuff, and we don't have to tell your parents, it can be our secret. Tell me, pedophiles are hearing this, and they've already got the kids. And they're saying, see, the teachers are telling that child, they don't have to tell their parents, just like you don't have to tell your parents what we're doing. they don't understand. It's grooming. It's wrong. And parents shouldn't be should be allowed to speak out. And there should be easier ways to homeschool financially for the kids, and also private schools to get them out of the public schools. There's got to be more help for parents that want to pull their kids out of these public schools.
That's it. Cindy, I appreciate that call, and thank you for that. And it is disturbing when you hear teachers using the language of the pedophiles, when they're telling these kids that they don't have to tell their moms and dads, or they're keeping this very important information from moms and dads. Those are the moments when you need to be very concerned, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, President Trump was in Michigan. He had a busy weekend. He was in Michigan, and I just want you to hear the support that this president is receiving. Cut number five.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I had such a nice life before. I had the greatest life. But you know what? I would do it again. A lot of people say, would you do it again? I said, absolutely, because this country has such potential. We're going to make this country greater than ever before. Absolutely. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. I'm never going to let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me, they're after you. But we're not going to let anything happen to you that's bad, and we've got to start with this election.
All right. Just a snippet of the speech there. Folks, nobody else is getting that sort of a welcome out on the campaign trail. And I get it. It's good for all these folks to be out there. I mean, people are jumping in every week now. And I don't know, you've got almost a dozen people that are going to be running for the Republican primary. I say it's all a waste of money. It is a waste of money, time, and resources. At this juncture, it is. I do you see anybody that's generating that much excitement out on the campaign trail? Meanwhile, Joe Biden, his approval rating, wow, just what, at 43%? Cut number 16, please.
Biden's job rating sits at just 43%, about where it's been since the withdrawal from Afghanistan. 53% disapprove. A full 68% of voters, including 43% of Democrats now, which is twice what it was in 2020, say they are concerned that Biden does not have the necessary mental and physical health to be president.
So they're going with the whole mental, they're doing a double pronged attack here on Biden. So clearly Obama has given the sign off here. It's time to go after Biden on his mental acuity and his criminal enterprise. And that's going to happen pretty much immediately. We saw that start over the weekend, actually last week, when the press corps went after KJP. I mean, they were on her like a pit bull on a country fried steak. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, it was ugly. So we can expect more of that in the coming weeks. Now, the question is, do they want to keep Biden in the White House for the rest of the term? Or are they just trying to stop him from running in 2024? I think initially this is all being designed to get him to pull out of the race and make him a one-term president. But if that doesn't work, I think they're going to bring in Kamala. And don't be surprised if you see a Michelle Obama or maybe even Hillary Clinton stepping in as VP. All right, folks, we've got to leave it there. We're going to pick up that conversation tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.